Okay. Generally, Shabbos HaGadol is on Parshas Tzav, except the leap year. Generally, Shabbos HaGadol is on Parshas Tzav. And of course, Shabbos HaGadol, you know, no chisholech chamas Eliyahu Novi. You know, it's about Geula, about the coming of Eliyahu Novi, coming of Mashiach. And it's interesting that the beginning of the Psukim in Parshas Tzav, talking about Karbonos. However, the Mefarshim learn that they're remazim here to the Geula, to the reasons why we have Golus, and to the coming of the Geula. Because the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Tzav es Aharon v'zbonav Lemor, Zos Toras Ha'ola. This is the halachas of the Ola, Hi Ha'ola, Alamokta, Alamazbech, Alalaila, Alaboker, Veisha Mizbech, Tukadbo. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh just says, we're not going to do the whole piece, but look on page 2. The Derech Remes Tirmos Kol HaParsha Al Golus HaAchron. That the whole Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha Sav, is a remez to the last Golus and the ultimate Geula. She'anu bo l'nachameinu me'itzvon nafsheinu ki kol ish Yisrael ma'ana hinochem nafsho biros orach ha'golus. Whereas person gets depressed. The Golus is so long. He says, look, Mitzrayim, what, we were 400 years in Mitzrayim. Bavel, we were 70 years. So you have both Golus together. The Or Chaim HaKadosh on page 2 says 470 years. But today, it's over 1,000 years. So, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says that that's what these psukim are hinting to. Kol halayla ad haboker means the whole night of Golus ad haboker until the morning of Geula. And there are different ways of explaining the connection of what does it mean kol halayla ad haboker. In other words, this is the Torah Sa'ola, kol halayla ad haboker, and the Mefarshim, as we're going to see here different hints to how do we bring on that boker, and what's keeping the layla to continue. What's keeping the layla to continue? And we know Chazal have different remazim of different averos that are found in these beginning of the parsha. Take a look at the Medrash Rabbah on page 6. Amar of Levi Nimus Vikilvis Hushakol Hamizgaya Einan Nidol El Be'esh Shenema Hi Ha'ola Al Mokta. That a person who's a Balgaiva, he Mizgaya, so he's going to be put in fire. And they quote a remez from the Pasuk, Hi Ha'ola, if you raise yourself up too high, then Al Mokta, then you go into the fire. The Mokta is the wood where the fire is. So the Sefer Ololos Ephraim, that's a classic Sefer written by the Kli Yoker. And Kli Yoker is in the Mikros Gedolos, so everyone usually has access to the Kli Yoker. Olaf Sefraim is not, not everyone owns an Ololos Ephraim. So the Ololos Ephraim writes, that there are four midos that are keeping us in Golos. There are four bad character traits that we persist on having that prolong the Golos. And if we could free ourselves from these midos, that could bring the Gula. And in fact, he says that the four mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and Bir Chametz are four ways of counterbalancing and counteracting these bad midos. What are these four midos? Number one, Aleph, fourth column, on page 7. Metzias HaGaiva. That's number one, Gaiva. Because the Gemara says, Kemisha Rucho Gasa Alav Hareu Ki Ilu Dochek Ragle Ashchina. Right? Gemara Sota says, if you're a Baal Gaiva, Hashem says, the world is not big enough for the two of us. So Gaiva is something that pushes away the Shechina. Hurala Shamayim Ulabrias. Ve'alav Ne'mar Gva Inayim Rechav Leivav Oso Lo Ucho Al Tikre Oso Al Ito. Hashem says, if somebody's a Baal Gaiva, I can't be with him. Number two, Metzias HaTaiva. Somebody is a Baal Taiva. He gives in to his taivos. So that's the second midah. But see, it's a taiva ki ha shitu b'hamidos ha gaiv v'yosareu mechala kol yomav v'hevel v'hema ma'orim. Gimel, a rodef achar mammon. Somebody who is constantly chasing after monetary wealth. That's another mida. And four is ish madon umariva, a person who's a baal machloikis. So these four midas, gaiva, Taiva, Mammon, and Meriva. These are the four Midos, says the Kli Yakar, the Olos Ephraim, that prolong the Golos. So then he continues on page 9. To say that these four midos are hinted to in the beginning of our parsha. As our parsha, as we said, the Arachayim HaKadosh says that the parsha is Merameis the Geula, the Golos and the Geula, called Halayla Ad HaBoker, is the Layla of Golos Ad HaBoker until the morning of Geula. So he says like this, Zos Toras HaOla, Hainu ha'olah b'har Hashem. Aleph, hisir ala mamam. Tzav, loshon ziriz, b'yosu tzorach lezar, mokam sheish bo, tisor kis. That's the first Rashi. That ola is chisor kis, because you're not getting it, you have to bring the whole thing on the Mizbeach. You don't eat it. So, the Torah has to give m'chizek by an ola, because you're losing out money. Chisor kis. And that's the first midah, the midah of redifas mamam. And that's what the Torah is ma'asir. Tzav, in other words, you want to have a geula. Tzav es aram zos Torah sa'olos. You have to realize the importance that you can't be rodef achar mamam. You can't always worry about mamam. Number two, hisir ala gaiva. That's what we saw in the Medrash. Hi ha'ola al mokta. Call him as Gaia. If you're Ola, you raise yourself up, then you deserve to be on the Mokta. Number Taiva. He's here ala taiva. Shenemar. Vehirime sadeshen shelo yeh menakitos ha'ochlim lemadonim leozdoshin v'shamein. Sofu leozdoshin asher tochel eish hativi. That was, if somebody is eats so much and he's medashen, and deshen means he's medashen v'shamein, he becomes very fatty, etc. So sofo, he's going to be a doshen, that the eish is going to eat the deshen. He's going to take away that fat, that taiva. And number four, hisir ala shalom shenemar v'hikter alechel behashlamim. And the fourth thing is v'hikter alechel behashlamim. That's connected the midah of machlokes, of meriva. So Memela says the Kli Yakar that these four midos are the four midos that the Torah in the beginning of Parshas Tzav is merames to. It's the merames these four midos. That these four midos are midos of gaiva, of chemdas mamon, of taiva. So then, take a look down page 8. And he says in the beginning of the page that he says like this. And these are the four things that are prolonging the galus. And that's called halayla ad haboker, is prolonging the galus. Oh, so he says, you know what? These four things that are prolonging the galus. What are the four things again? Gaiva, taiva, no, mamon, and machlokas. He says, you know what these four things are? These four things are the pshat of the manishtana. And I'm going to tell you a new pshat in manishtana. And now you can understand, manishtana is going through these four midos, and I'm going to explain why is the galus still being prolonged. So listen carefully on page 8. He says like this. So first, before we see that, I just want to show you a pasuk in a couple of pasukim. Take a look. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's not here. Oh, here, in Yeshaya. Mishlei, first in Mishlei. Page 10. Rak bezodon yitain matzah ves noatzim chochma. Let's look at the Metzudas David. Misha masav rak bezodon uveresha hu yitain meriva ben b'nei adam. Im anoshim ha'osim maseim ba'etzo v'mosun imoam timtza ha'chochma ki lo tovo meriva al yadam. When somebody acts impulsively, he's going to bring matzah. And matzah, look at Rashi, machlokes. The word matzah meriva. And that's in Pasuk in Yeshaya also. Hein l'riv, on page 11. Hein l'riv u'matzah tatsumu. Matzah is, that word also has the connotation of confrontation. So he says like this. Shebechol halelos anu ochlim chametzu matzo shelafomim yasholom mitavech bahem ad shelo yutzrichim b'hasmad olikach zirus v'limud mena matzo amor al shalom derech shenizbar omnam halayla zeh kulo matzo ratzolom b'chol ha'makom asher shenikalu ha'yudim b'areim ein makom ponei machlokas. He says, you know what? B'chol ha'leilos. You mean, what's the question? The four questions are like this. Golos Bavel took 70 years. Golos Mitzrayim 400 years. We're still in this Golos 1,000 years. Shebechol ha'leilos, mean all the other Golos. You know, sometimes there was chametz, sometimes matzah. There wasn't always fighting. There wasn't only machloikis. Halayla hazeh, mean in this Golos, is what? Kulo matzah. It's always machloikis. That's the first manishtana. Halayla hazeh, kulo matzah. Then he continues. Number two, on page 9. Hamamim. Shebechol halelos anu ochlim sha'ar yirokos. Meaning, in all the other golos, we weren't so materialistic. We get, sha'ar yirokos, a little bit of vegetables, nothing so fancy. Halayla hazeh, kulo moror. Why is money called maror? Because we know mar ben chasim, mar badaiga, asifas osher, mar chayib olif. You know, the more you have, the more you have to worry about. Halayla hazeh kulo maror means that we're too materialistic. We're too involved in things that bitter our lives, and that's why this golus is being prolonged. Number three, shebechol halaylos einu anu matbilim. Afilu pamachas. I mean, tibul means you you have a good dip. You know, like you go to the Chinese restaurants, and before you're waiting for them to bring the main course out, they have a dip there. You have the Chinese noodles. You know, you dipping, that's taivas achila. You know, shemachol halelos, einanu matbilim afilu pamachas. You didn't have so much food and so much taiva. Halayla hazeh based on we're excessive. Shebechol halif number four. Eina anu mesubim. Anochlim berochlim bein mesubim. Halayla hazeh kulanu mesubim. Meaning, we're all, Mesubim means I'm the king, I'm a Balgaiva, I'm the Melech. So all the other Golos, sometimes we would be a little bit, but here, the excess of Gaiva. Halayla Zekulonu Mesubim. So it says the Kliyoker, that's the Pshat of the Manishtan. The Manishtan is explaining why is this Golos going so long? Shebechol halelos, all the other golos, 70 years, 400 years, but it ended. But this golos is still going on and on and on. And these are the four midos that are in Parshas Tzav, and these are the four midos that the Baal HaGadah says is harping on. And then he continues. The Imre Yosef Spink. He discusses these pshatim. And he quotes we know the famous Chazal. What's the famous Chazal? The Medrash on page 12. Tavuna, b'shem bar kapora, b'shvil arba dvarim, nigalu Yisrael mitzrayim. Right, the four things that we did to warrant us to leave Mitzrayim. Shaloshinu Ashmam, we didn't change our Jewish names, as our language, la'omru lashon hara, la'nimtso b'neim, echad mehem poritz be'erva. So says the Spinker Rebbe, after he quotes, discussing, you know, the pshat of the Kli Yakar, he says that these four reasons are the tikkun for these four things. How so? Take a look on the bottom of page 14, first column. Dalad Ros Elu, that the Kli Yakar talks about, Hein Pesach Pasuch L'chol HaRos. Hein Omru Chazal B'schus Dal Dvarim Negolu. B'schus Sholom. V'lohiyo Behem Loshen Hara. So that's Lohiyo Behem Loshen Hara. There was Sholom B'neim. Number two, Shloshinu Eshmam. Because what is the shame of a man? Adam. And Adam is Efer Dam Mora, which represents shiflus, the efer, the dam. It's the not holding yourself in such high regard. Number three, shalo yu prutzim barayas, that's taiva. And number four, shaloshinu lishonam. What does that mean? So he says another pshat. Normally they spoke the same loshon. He said, "Loshinim l'shonam milvavam l'kayim v'dover emes milvavam." In other words, if somebody, like the famous case in Rav Safra, if somebody, you know, you promise, you gave your word, you're going to sell somebody a certain thing for $100, and then somebody else is offering you more, so now you're going to renege from him and go to somebody else. So that's a chisaron in that you're lohot achar hamamon, so you're willing to change your word to get more mamon. And the Rav Safra, even when he thought that he was, but loshinu l'shonim, meaning if they would promise a business deal, they wouldn't renege because of added mamon. And these four things, says the Imre Yosef of Pshat in Chazal. That if we misakin these four things, the gaiva, the taiva, the machloikis, and the mamon, then the gula will come. And I'd like to tie this in with the words of the Meshech Chochma in the Haftorah. The Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol from Malachi. V'arvol Hashem minchas Yehudav Yerushalayim k'mei olam k'shanim tadmonios. Means Hashem, it's going to be sweet to Hashem the Korban Mincha. So there's a Meshech Chochma that I heard in Moresh HaKolo, I would say 30 summers ago, from Rabbi Abel. He liked to say over, if you went to JC, you know Rabbi Abel. So he always used to say over the Meshech Chochma in Shabbos Chazon. But till this year, I never realized that the Meshech Chochma says it also in Shabbos HaGadol. Mamish, for 30 years, I never realized that he said it in Shabbos HaGadol also. So in Shabbos Chazon, take a look just for a second, he says the famous the Novi Yeshaya is saying the people are like Sodom Vamora. Terrible. Then he says on page 21, Lo Sovi Havi Minchashav Ktoris Te'eva Hili. Stop bringing your karbanos. Your karban mincha is a minchashav. Your ktoris is an abomination. So the Meshech Chochma asked the obvious question. Why is he harping dafka on these two korbanos? I'm sure they brought other korbanos. Why are the other korbanos also abomination? So he says the pshat is like this, that these two korbanos, the mincha and the wat and the ktoras, represent achdus. How so? Because the korban mincha, the Gemara says in Menachos, on Kuv Dalad Amud Bey, is quoted here in the Meshech Chochma on the last page, a korban mincha is only brought by a yachid or by a tzibur. In other words, you can't have partners. Three people want to get together and bring a korban mincha. It doesn't work. Either one person or a tzibur. Why? One person, because he's one unit. A tzibur is also considered one unit. But if the tzibur is fragmented and there's not sholem b'neihem, so memela, even if when the tzibur is bringing it, it's a mincha shav, because your tzibur is not a one unit of a tzibur. It's fragmented. So memela, that's why the mincha is a mincha shav. And the ktoris also represents achdus, because ktoris, the Gemara says, is all the different spices. Even the chelbana that doesn't smell so sweet comes together with all the spices and produces a beautiful fragrance. But it has to all come together. And if you're not all coming together, then the chelbana stands out alone and has a recha ra. So that's what he's saying. You people are like Sodom. You're cheating each other. You're gazzling from each other. And then you're bringing a korban mincha. That mincha is a mincha shav. So that was the Meshech Chochma that I heard many years ago in Shabbos Chazon. But this year, I saw, brought down, that he says it the same thing on the Pasuk in Malachi. For overall Hashem minchas yudav yushalayim. That, what's the idea? That, look on page 19, fourth column. Hoychoyim Hashem mincha ina bosh b'shutfen, rak b'tzibur. Hey, mizman shah Yisrael nechlokim l'shtei mamlochos, when the Jewish nation was divided, you know, into two kingdoms, so lo arva minchas yudav yushalayim. Because Yehuda was Yehuda, Yerushalayim, they were split. So it wasn't a good fragrance. But they're like shutfin. They're not like one tzibur. But losid lavo, then they're not going to be two mamlochos. It's going to be one together. And memela, the tzibur will come together. And then what? V'orva. Then the mincha will be taka areva, because then the tzibur will be one coherent unit. And I think that's why after this parsha, in Tzav, when the four things are mentioned, the four things that the Kli Yakar says are mentioned, and really all these four things bring disunity. All these four things bring disunity. Tzav is Aaron, Chemdas Hamamon, people are jealous, Chem Taiva, all these things. Right after that is the Parsha of the Mincha. Right after that is the Parsha of the Mincha, because the Mincha is the Tikkun. Because when you have a real tikkun of all these things, then the mincha is going to be a truly good mincha. But I want to tell you another vort. That a fragment is not only a din in a community. Sometimes a person himself is fragmented. Inner struggle. Like sometimes he feels like he's a tzaddik, but sometimes he feels he has a taivas mammon, and sometimes he feels... I remember one year Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said over that the Dalet Bonim really is one person. It's one person, and sometimes he has the impulse to be a chacham, and sometimes to be a rasha, and, you know, he has inner struggles. He doesn't have a inner peace. And that's also because one person could bring a korban mincha because he's one. But sometimes a person himself is fragmented. And because he's not sameach bechelko, he's not happy with himself, so he needs taivas, and he needs to be a balgaiva, and he needs chemdas mamon, because he's not, if you're happy with yourself, then you have a unity within yourself. Then you have a shlemus within yourself, and then you won't have all these taivas and gaivas and all these and machlokas, because he's some mesamech bechelko. And so the mincha, not only what the Meshech Chochma said, the mincha of the fragmented nation, it's also the fragmented person who's having these inner struggles, that sometimes he's the Chacham, like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, sometimes he's the Chacham and sometimes he's the Rasha, sometimes he's the Tam. He has, you know, swings, mood swings, and he doesn't have that shleimus of Mesameach Bechelko. So Be'ez Hashem, when we read this parsha of Tzav and we get to Shabbos HaGadol, is Man HaGeula. Geula is not only a Geula for the Klal, it's a Geula for the Yachid also. So a lot of times people don't know, what am I going to do in life? Who should I marry? What should I do? You know, a lot of things, and that needs a Geula for the Yachid also, to get a Miyushav Medaito. And that you should always feel free, if you need to talk to me or somebody, for a personal geula, sometimes you need help also. You shouldn't go through the struggle yourself. And then there can be a mincha, one cohesive unit for the nation and for the individual as well. And then we should fulfill the pasuk of the Arva Hashem, mincha suyudav yishalayim, kimei olam ukshanim kadmonios. Thank you.